Gemara told us that the principle of Mitzvah Yotzei B'Shlucho, as it relates to the Malach and Aleph, can apply both to the man and to the woman. So we have a little bit of a problem with that statement. What mitzvah exactly is the woman fulfilling that we got to do right here? You guys hear that? Yeah? Okay. Let me know. Wave your, if you don't hear, stop waving. Especially when the jackhammer's coming. So what mitzvah exactly are we talking about that this mitzvah applies to the woman as well? So we said, according to what the Rambam seems to read the Gemara, that the whole sugya is talking about a mitzvah's condition. What are the tag mitzvahs? The mitzvah is the atma. So the Gemara seems to be telling us that a woman is included in the mitzvah's condition. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out, like, make a basic, why really should that be so? The pasuk is really worded, is formulated as yikeh hikisha. We tried to bring a dimin from Yibam. We had a little bit of a problem, even by Yibam itself. We weren't really sure how the Rambam knew this, how Chazal knew this, but that's what Gemara seems to say, that a woman really is included in the midst of Kiddush, at least later on reads the Gemara. So there, before we go on to the other chapter that we showed in the Sugya, there is an interesting Nakuda that stems from Halacha, from this assumption that simple reading the Gemara, that a woman really is included in the midst of Kiddush. And that's a Ha'ar that appears in the Nevi Yehudah, and the Nevi Yehudah, and it's Shuvah, it's easy to find, it's Shuvah Aleph. Shuvah Nevi Ezer Tinyana, Shuvah Aleph. The Judah raises the following question. What's the din if the chassan can't hear? So can the Sadeh Kedusha recite a bracha? Can you make the bracha share Kedushan Mitzos and Tzivon if the chassan can't hear? So normally, if I want to be noisy somebody else in a bracha, in a mitzvah, if the person can't hear me, so how can you say Shemek Ha'ayin? So obviously it's no good. So then the Judah says, well, maybe over here is different. Maybe if the Kala can hear, so maybe that'll be acceptable. So when the Judah writes, Mamsha half a line, he says, maybe the Birchas Eirusin is not only to be Motzi the Chasson, but it's to be Motzi the Kala as well. So Tzorchim, he's not sure. Maybe and maybe no. So the Imtum Tzalom, if the Chasson is deaf, but the Kala can hear, so then maybe still the Masada Kedushin can recite the Brach to be Motzi the Kala. So Lechora, that Nakuda that the Yehuda is alluding to, so that one half a line is Shuvah, he's referring to that in Bashi. Someday, mainly, it seems from the Gemara that that's true. But the Rambam leaves the Gemara that it's a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, the Sugi and Ksubas is telling that there is everything to tell his birth as a mitzvah. So then, just as a man is included in that mitzvah, so to a woman is included. And as such, so the Mitzvah Kedusha is not only being made to the Chosen, he's being made to the Kal as well. But since in that case, that the Yehuda was Ma'orah, where the Chosen is not Shayach to be made to because he came here, that's not such a common case. But there is a common scenario that does apply to this man as well, the post will extrapolate with this man Yehuda. Let's say you have an individual as a chosson, and he could physically hear the bracha, but he doesn't believe in the bracha. He doesn't believe in the bracha. Why is he getting married? Well, why is he having tradition? Because his grandmother wanted him to get married on the bracha. But in terms of his own personal belief, his mamash doesn't believe anything. So can I make a bracha, Shekidishan Mitzvayisim Tzivana Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Olam, to be motzi a guy who doesn't believe the words? The Pashup Shat Na, that's where Abisha writes in the Tshuva that if a person is not a Ma'amin B'Klal, there's nothing to be a Tzadik in the world, but he's not a Ma'amin, he's a Rebbe Shalom, he doesn't believe in Hashem, or Kei Melech HaOlam, so how can he make a bracha? How can he be Ma'amin in a bracha? It's garnish, it's Motzi Shem Shemayim, but it doesn't mean anything. If the words Hashem, or Kei Melech HaOlam, don't mean anything to him, so how can he be Ma'amin in a bracha? How can that be called a bracha in Halacha? So, Lechari, you'd have a following situation. Let's say you have in the status position for a couple, and the man is mom, and the man is the clay for people, he doesn't believe in the marshal at all. So can I make a bracha on his behalf? So this is a common problem in Europe, this used to be a big problem, because in the olden days, so according to the non-Jewish government, the person had to be married religiously, they had to be married in a religious ceremony. So like in Israel today, if you get someone with a chalmas from, still have to get married by a rabbi. The state doesn't recognize a civil marriage, you have to have a religious marriage. So here you have a Masada condition, and he's trying to remote to the Chassan in the Bracha. And the Chassan's laughing. The Chassan's saying, he doesn't believe in the whole story. Not trying to make a Bracha to be made to him. So that's, let's say, the Kala is a little bit more of a Bamina. So she is, she's a little firmer than the Chassan. So if she believes in the Bracha, well, so going to the same community, you can remote to her in the Bracha, that won't be such a problem. So it's an interesting twist that would come out of the Shaila as to some possible Diyukim Mahalacha that may stem from this Gemara. But I call upon him. Where the Rambam is reading the Gemara, it's clear that the woman would be included in the mitzvah of a kiddushin, and as such, would probably include in the bracha as well. But up to now, we've only been focusing on the Rambam's way of reading the Gemara. According to what we're showing, we say that there is no mitzvah's kiddushin in the klal, and the whole sugya of mitzvah by Yosef Meshulchayr is talking about Puruvu, So then clearly, the Gemara is telling us that a woman is included in this mitzvah as well, which is of course problematic. We all know it's the machlokes of Tanoim, between the Yechim and Zoyke and the Chachamim, in the end of the sixth parashah of Yevamos, whether a woman is included in the mitzvah of Purim, according to Rav Yechim ben Breike, the pasuk says, "Vayomer v'hem elokim." Hashem spoke to Adam at the Chava, the Machlokes of Purim, because it was said both for the man and for the woman, so that mitzvah carries over with Dairus. There's a mitzvah of Dairus for men and women to have children. And the Chachamim disagree, and they say no. And it says, "V'chivshua," so the Chivshua means ish dat on the Chvosh, and ish dat on the Chvosh. The two Bubulos are the Chivshua. You have to conquer the land. That's supposed to put that together with Puravu. So only a man who's dark on the Chalash is included in the mitzvah of Puravu. We pass it, of course, like the Chalash. We don't accept the Yechim and Breka. So all the other Yishanim are learning Pshah and Agamar, that the Gemara is not addressing an issue of the mitzvah's condition. The Gemara is addressing the mitzvah of Puravu. So why does a woman have this mitzvah? You know, what's the Shaykh is a woman did this mitzvah? So the first reason the failure to tackle this problem is the Ran. So the Ran is a very famous comment. Yes, Ran writes that the designer of David is not being a riff. Ran writes that a few of the children of the top of Hilah has been eaten with food for the mitzvah by Yerzim and Shulva. Ralph of Gavisha ate him with food in the third area. The Kalak on the Yeshla mitzvah, the nation of Sayas, the Baal, the Kayan, the Svasari. The woman is assisting the husband in fulfilling his mitzvah. So the Ran is telling us an interesting new Hagdara now and the mother. In terms of the pure mitzvah for the womb, the woman really does not have a mitzvah. The Vilz Chasodim it is, he's the mice, he can't do it without her, so she's also considered to be part of a mitzvah. A mitzvah of Purim, not really, but it's a mitzvah of Seyas Lava'ala, it's a mitzvah that she's assisting her husband. So even on that, you say mitzvah of Yosef Mishulcha. I never would say that in a million years. I would say mitzvah of Yosef Mishulcha, it has to be a real formal mitzvah. And the other Ran is saying, even the Siyuah, the fact that she's assisting her husband, that's also called mitzvah of Yosef Mishulcha. So the other says the Ran is a little bit of a pella for another reason, because if I was the Ran myself, so I don't know if I would have had it even in the Chadish this. Because after all, how does the Ran hold the Maseches Ksubis about the mitzvah's Kedusha? The Ran holds there is a mitzvah's Kedusha. Remember, the Ran was on the side of the Rambam. The Ran held that there is a mitzvah's Kedusha, and the Ran says that there really should have been a bracha, a bracha is a mitzvah for Kedusha, and the only reason why there isn't any is because it falls short, because he can't track down when to make a bracha. Kedushin is too early, and then so it's too late, and therefore you get the Karech Mekan, Mekan, Karech Mekan, without a bracha. But the Ikaron, the Ran was not on the Rabshi's team. The Ran was in the Rambam's team, that Eris said, Kedushin is really a mitzvah. So the Chari is a little bit of a pell in the Ran. So the Ran himself held that Kedushin is a mitzvah, Bifnei Atma. Why is the Ran bringing us a cup of Puravu here? Why is the Ran telling this story? I know a woman is pure from Puravu, and so she's pure from Puravu, so really she shouldn't have a mitzvah, but no, Afal Pichay, she still has the mitzvah of the Sayaya. So why does the Ran have to even come to that? Why does the Ran address the issue of Kedusha? That would have been the mitzvah that he should have addressed. So what do you say about this Ran? So Lachar, there's few in Ran, but the Ran and Ksuba is talking a different language than the Ran and Kedusha. The Ran and Ksuba is the believer of the mitzvah's condition, and the Ran and the condition seems to be denying the mitzvah's condition. They could be two mitzvahs, but then the Ran doesn't. The Ran should have said something here. The similarity in the Gemara by us is like the Rambam, but there's a mitzvah's condition, right? So if the Ran really held with his mitzvah's condition, so the Ran should have addressed that issue and said, well, all the mitzvahs have a condition, they're not going to have a condition, I'm going to say, ask, the condition, I'm going to say, what did the Ran have the approval for? Is the Chiddush in Agumar. We're not living a set of Puru, we're living a set of Kiddush. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara reads like a charm, that the mitzvah's Kiddush, and the Gemara is a Chiddush that women are including this mitzvah. It's only according to the Rosh, who denies the existence of the mitzvah's Kiddush, that the Rosh had learned that the Gemara is talking about mitzvah, and he has to be sure for some aspect of Puru. The Ran didn't need Puru. What is he, Marviach, by throwing Puru into the picture, if he already had Kiddush? So perhaps one could suggest as follows, that there may be really a third possibility in the Rishonim here about the nature of the mitzvah of Kedusha or the lack thereof. So we have the two extremes. We have the Rambam on the one extreme that says that the mitzvah of Kedusha seems to be a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, not really related to Purim. You know, I mean, really according to the Rambam, you know, we want people to have children, but in terms of being a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, according to the Rambam, Pashtun is a mitzvah even if you're not going to have any children. Going to the Rosh on the other extreme, Kedusha is garbage, it's absolutely nothing, it's a pure Heksher, the only mitzvah is Purim. Maybe the Ran holds somewhere in the middle. Maybe the Ran's Shita is that there is a mitzvah kedushin. That's true, there's a mitzvah kedushin. But the nature of the mitzvah of kedushin is to enable you to also fulfill the mitzvah of kruvu. Not an independent mitzvah. It can be counted as a mitzvah. It can be labeled as one of the five mitzvahs. It can even warrant a birchas mitzvah. But it's not so crazy to say sometimes you have this type of relationship between mitzvahs. Sometimes you have two mitzvahs. And one mitzvah, the point of the one mitzvah, the whole yisoid, the whole essence of mitzvah number one, is to enable you to do mitzvah number two. So, give a good marshal for this. It's a good marshal. Two mitzvahs that according to some Rishonim, I say about Zechiras HaMalek and Mechias HaMalek. So everybody agrees that they do different mitzvahs. Everyone agrees that you count Mechias HaMalek as one mitzvah, Zechiras HaMalek as another mitzvah. But there are some Rishonim who say that the whole essence of mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek is to lead you with Devach Chavach HaMalek. That's what the Sefer Chinuch writes. That's the reason why the Sefer Chinuch holds a little bit of Peturos for the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. It's in the Peturos from Mochamot, the Chivshua, Isha Taifel, the Kvash. It's a little bit of Peturos from Mochamot HaMalek, so the Nehra of Peturos from Zechiras HaMalek also. So, it's not Shad, Zechiras HaMalek is not a Hechsher for Zechiras HaMalek. It is counted as a mitzvah. Even the Sefer Chinuch counts it as a separate, independent mitzvah. It's not like building a sukh. It's not like making matzah. So Zechiras HaMalek is a mitzvah that may have tzma. Rav Avichain, that the Chazal, Sefer Chinuch understood, that these two mitzvahs are linked to one another, and the whole purpose, the essence of doing one mitzvah, will lead you to the other mitzvah. And that is so, that the essence of one mitzvah is to lead you to the other mitzvah, that will affect the halacha of the mitzvah. And that's what the Sefer Chinuch says. Women of Peturos from Zechiras HaMalek because of that reason. So maybe that's what the Ran is saying there also. But in the Chinuch, the Avadin about the Kedushin is a mitzvah of Tnei Atzma. The Avadin about the Purvu is a mitzvah of Tnei Atzma. The two separate, it's not like the Rosh, but it's just a Hechsher B'Alma. It is a mitzvah of Tnei Atzma, but the whole punch, the whole Yisai of the mitzvah of Kedushin is to lead you to Dei Purvu. Why is that important? So then just as the Sefer Chinuch writes, regarding the relationship between Zechiras HaMalek and Mechias HaMalek, if the whole thrust of Zechira is to lead Lidei Mechia Lidei Mechama, so whoever's potter from Mechama is going to be potter by definition from Zechira as well. So to over here, whoever's potter from Puravu is going to be potter from Kiddushin. So that's why the Rambam had a talk about Puravu. The issue of whether a woman is Chayevah and Mechias Kiddushin doesn't start with the Pasuk Ki Kechishi. It's not like the Rambam. And we can have an independent discussion about whether women are chayavas in kedushin or not. According to the Rambam, you can't have that discussion. The only discussion you can have is whether a woman is chayavas in puravu. She's chayavas in puravu, then she's chayavas in kedushin. We pass that she's pturah from puravu, and male she's pturah from kedushin. That's what the Rambam is bottom of the kasha. If so, that she's not a pturah from kedushin, so then what does the Gemara mean mitzvah by yasam v'shulachov? So the answer is the Gemara must mean this idea of mitzvah. That she's Messiah to this whole process of Kedushin / Puravu. So it could be that the two rhymes are not placed to one another, the two rhymes are complementing one another, that the rhyme understood a new under, third, a middle ground of Dara, that Puravu exists, Kedushin exists, but there's a relationship between the two. A potem izeh, potem izeh, a chayib azeh, chayib azeh, and the whole thrust of the mitzvah of Kedushin is to fulfill Puravu. This may also explain another interesting phenomenon about Peshitta Saran that we mentioned last week, that although the Ran and the Rambam did see eye to eye in the fact that there is a mitzvah's kedushin, they had a different understanding as to when the bracha should be recited. According to the Ran, the bracha is recited at the time of the kedushin, and according to the Ran, the real time to recite the bracha should be at the time of the nisuin. You have to stop and ask yourselves, that the bracha should be at the time of the nesuah. We know that the pasuk in Chumash, Kiyika Cheshisha, does not refer to nesuah. Kiyika Cheshisha refers to kedushin. Haraya, a woman has kedushin, then she was out of somebody else. She's kind of misa. She's a nation of Gemurah. She requires a get. So there's no question that the chalos kedushin is in full force at the time of the kedushin itself. Nesuah is necessary for other halachas, but in terms of the chalos of kiyika, so kiyika is complete with the just an act of kedushin. There's absolutely no difference in terms of the level of kedushin, whether the couple, whether he just put the ring on the finger of 7 years or whether they've been married for 50 years. It's the same. There are differences in terms of other aspects of kedushin, but in terms of the isser of losinah, the isser, the status of being an eshes ish, so it's not much one of the same. So if so, why did the Ran think that the mitzvah's kedusha somehow was totally under the suet? Like, why should that be necessary? So last week we just said, well, it's the Ran, we just went on. But maybe it's more to it than that. Maybe that machlek is the Ran, the Rambam, as to what is the mitzvah's kedusha? Is the mitzvah's kedusha complete at kedusha at a such far as a bracha like the Rambam? Or is the mitzvah's kedusha not complete until the time of Nisuin, and therefore the bracha should really be recited after Nisuin, and you can't do that because it's really too late, and now it's too early, it's too late, and it's stuck in the middle, and the bracha gets lost in the shuffle. L'chayre, this is also the Rambam and the Rambam, she tells us. But the Rambam understood that the mitzvah's kedusha is a separate mitzvah, it's not part of the mitzvah peruvu. It's a mitzvah, the kaddish is that you should finish. In the kaddish is that you should get the mitzvah go home. So according to the Rambam, the condition is where it's all that. You can have a shisha. That's the false success. That's the makor for the chalais condition. That's the makor for the mitzvah's condition. But according to the Rambam, you cannot look at condition as if it's everything in and of itself. Whenever you discuss the mitzvah's condition, you have to have one eye towards children. You have to have one eye for two eyes towards having children. You have to always look forward to say, yeah, he has a mitzvah in the house, but it's very nice and dandy. It's fine and dandy. But the tachlis of the mitzvah's condition is lifreis for lirvais. So according to the Ran, that the whole thrust of the mitzvah of kiddushin is lifros livros, so that Tapa makes a lot of sense that nisuin should really be a critical aspect of the mitzvah, because what does nisuin mean? It's only at the time of nisuin where you're going to be with the husband and wife. They can have kiddushin and they can remain kadoshes for the next 50 years. They're not going to have children together. Nisuin means when they move in together, when they start to live together physically as husband and wife. That's the Nisuin, whether the Nisuin is Yichud, whether the Nisuin is under the Chuppah, whether it's the going home, the Bir Rishon, whatever you want to call it, the Nisuin, it's irrelevant. Bottom line is, until Nisuin takes place, there aren't going to be any children. So therefore, according to the Ran, the Nisuin is a critical component of the mitzvah's kedushin. That is the mitzvah of Shleimusa, Yitech Yishisha, kedushin plus Nisuin, and that's proof of what prompted the Ran to be bothered with this problem where you're going to place the bracha. So it could be that we have a whole new Hagzara now. The mitzvah's kedushin according to the Ran. We just put together two pieces. We put together Iran and kedushin together with Iran in sumas that seem to be saying different things, but if you look at it together, it's really saying one and the same. And this is also the Ran's understanding of the bracha. Why the bracha is not the link in the sumas also. And the Rambam takes issue with all of this. So far, so good. So far, we have, again, we're just learning kedushin and Iran from Iran. We have two ways of reading the Gemara. The Gemara says mitzvah yosef mishmucho. Both for the man and for the woman. We had a kasha. What's the mitzvah? What mitzvah are we talking about? And whatever mitzvah we're talking about, we have to plug that mitzvah in. So how does this relate to women? We're not talking about peruvah. We're only talking about kiddushin. And whether or not a woman should have the mitzvah depends on the hoshi on Sunday. And now we have the second view, which is the Ram, that the Gemara is talking about a mitzvah's kiddushin / peruvah, and a woman really doesn't have it. Not only saying, since she's Messiah, that's sufficient. But now let's see what we can learn the Gemara to straight Russia.
Is this man similar to the Sefer Karim we saw on Sunday, just in that the fact that there's somebody else there? You can't believe this once there's somebody else there, so that's where you get
focused. Right, so you want to know, so the real question, what you're really asking, or at least what I'm telling you, is what does the Ran really mean? When the Ran says Messiah, does the Ran mean that therefore a woman gets like a kila puruhu or something? She's not mechuyevet to puruhu. No question that she's not mechuyevet to puruhu. But does it mean that since the husband needs her, so she's also shayach in the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is also nikris al shema? Is that what the Ran means, that her act in the sayaya is really like a kila puruhu? Or do you say something totally different? Maybe all the Ran means is that she's helping her husband, the sayah. So it's like she's opening the door for him, she's helping him out. So that's a question. What does the Ran mean? So you have a very, very razzled algorithm in this Ran. You think the Ran means the Hawaii Kakadara, the Sefer Harid, if it works, maybe you're right. I'm not sure that's what the Ran means. I don't know. I'm not sure.
So how connected actually is Mitzvah Purim to Kedushin and Nisuin according to the Ran? Meaning, the Rambam, we would say, has an actual... It would still be a mitzvah for a man to marry his Kainer or an Isla. Right, right. So
according to the Ran, maybe not. Maybe not.
Still says the Yishma mitzvah. Other Rishonah, for example, like the Yiri, Yiri stuff, like she doesn't have a mitzvah at all. So it must be, it's hard, I think it's hard to argue with the Ran, the but it's just saying there's just some sort of mitzvah.
You think it's more? What's more chesed? I'm asking. I'm not 100% sure, but I hear what you're saying. I hear what you guys are saying. Definitely hear it.
Just the point then of saying there's a mitzvah of kiddushin. It sounds like everything's based on Puru Gu, which is just behind the suit. Like, what is the Ra'an Nisa?
No, you need both. Because the normal lead up to Puru Gu is kiddushin plus the suit, so both parts are part of the mitzvah. So, but the whole eye is towards children. That's according to the Ra'an. The whole thrust of the mitzvah is towards children. But what about according to the Rosh? The Rosh who reads that Gemara that has nothing to do with, there is no mitzvah of kiddushin, but it's pure issue for who. So, is the Rosh forced to learn the Gemara like the Ra'an that you say, ah, that's the only way to read the Gemara? But maybe there's more to it than that. So we started out by saying, oh, women, they're pturos and puruvim. They're not shayach and puruvim. Well, pturos, amishin, and divamos, and not tibet, and get a breaker. Well, that's only part of the story. But although it's true, women may be pturos, I shouldn't say may, women are pturos and puruvim, that statement doesn't necessarily mean, therefore, women don't have to have children. There may be another mitzvah lurking in the background, not kiddushin, not puruvim, that we have to reckon with, that we have to deal with it. And understand the essence. Let's take a step back to understand what other mitzvah we're talking about. So only 613, so we just made up another one. What other mitzvah are we talking about that may include women in terms of that issue? So there's a mitzvah in the Seder Gittin, and Dr. Ma'alaf, that we spoke about already a couple of days ago, but I'll tell that one. The mitzvah talks about the typical situation of the chati yavet chati b'chari, who can't get married, can't marry a shifra, can't marry a baschari, he's up to Crete. And the Gemara says that's a terrible thing to be up to Crete, not be able to get married. Ba'alolo zivra ha'olam, it's a lush of the Mishnah, who's got a Mishnah? Elam el mafir v'rivya. Shenemar, now if you were writing the Mishnah, what possibly would you have called at that point? It's a pretty dead giveaway. The next words in the Mishnah should have been, Shenemar kura v'vavu v'arim. So that's of course not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Alo nivra elam lefir v'rivya, Shenemar lo so v'rol l'shem v'sitzo. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want the world to be desolate, so he wanted it to be inhabited, but Shabbos Yitzara, Gemara, Bita Pasek, I'm all for it, have as many children as you can. Pasek in the Navi Shayo, the question is obvious, what's going on in this Mishnah? Why is Mishnah to run to a Pasek in the Shayo? Why doesn't it put a Pasek in Bereshit? Bereshit is a chance of some people possibly knowing the Pasek in Shayo. If not for Mishnah, no one would have ever known that this Pasek exists. The world also never got up to that point in Sefer Shayo. So, what's going on in the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah run to a strange pasuk? So the pasuk chat of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah doesn't really mean anything. All the Mishnah means to say is that the Mishnah is trying to drive home a point of emphasis. You know, when the Shammah are trying to convince Beis Hillel that we shouldn't let this Kathiyat just remain like this forever, they were trying to convince Beis Hillel how important it is to let him get married. So Beis Hillel didn't have to be convinced that there's a mitzvah for whom. We know that there's a mitzvah for whom. The rest of the Shammah's argument was is that this mitzvah for whom is such a critical mitzvah. So critical that Rabbi Shalom wants this mitzvah to be performed. Would I say that about some other mitzvah? Would I say, hello, or nivra ilma l'harachas tzuron? So the guy won't put on tzuron. The world's not going to come to it. Literally, the guy, one guy in Faisal doesn't put on tzuron. What's so terrible? But if somebody doesn't have children, it's a hysterical thing. He's setting up a situation, the guy can't have children. But that, you have to really think a muck, but you're doing a pasuk, you're doing a pasuk, two rules, they didn't do that already. So the third, that's what they shout in them, that we're going to do the pasuk to show how significant that the Rabbi Yeshaya quotes in the book, the Rabbi Shalom, the Sarev, the Shabbat, the Torah, that's already a heavy-duty business, that's going to be high stakes. That's the Pshan mission. So if you would ask me, I would have said that the mission doesn't mean it. This is just very, you know, very... Just bringing a positive, different positive, just for emphasis. So Tosfos in the Seder Gittin, it's like another place to quote the possibility that the Mishnah, the Heidegger Tanoi, the Shammah, the Medayek, the Lashonim, quote this positive Yishayon for a very specific reason. And the reason is as follows. Who are we dealing with here in the Mishnah? We're talking about Chatzi Yavid and Chatzi Ben Chayim. Chatzi Ben Chayim is a very, very funny type of individual. Forget about Purim for a second. What about other mitzvahs?
Well, those mitzvahs which in Eben and Chayim, Eben and Chayim, of course he has to do. He has to keep Shabbos, he has to keep Kashrus. There's no question about that. Chavodim have to do those mitzvahs also.
But there are certain mitzvahs that an eved is pater from. Let's say putting on tefillin. Let's say krishma. Let's say sitting in a sukkah. When the mitzvah says your man grama, so an eved k'nai is pater from. How do you know that? How do you know that an eved k'nai is pater from all mitzvahs that a woman is pater from? How do you know that? Huh? Yerushalma? Anyone? Yerushalma is our wife, our wife. Law, Misha. The word Yerushalma is a Chagiga. Says the word law, by cause the law says it exists by a woman. Says the word by a Shukhnai, is a Kushalamita, law, Tasha Sakhari Bod, and Tasha Sidashim. So that's a drush of law, Lama Isha. We compare many of the dinim of Evid slash Shukha, to Isha. So one of the many dinim that we compare is the Pura Pura Cessation of Magrama. So we're never Kanayim Isha. Kanayim is a Pura from the Cessation of Magrama. So what are you going to do when you have a person who's a Kati Evid Kati? I don't say, did you have to be a Shaykh or not? Did you have to be a Sukh or not? Did you have to shake a Ruba or not? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, yeah, he has to do these mitzvahs. Why? Because the Tav Chayr Shavo is Chayim in the It's a funny batch of a setup, that means he's half of his time. So half of the sukkah in the sukkah, half of the sukkah in the sukkah. So he obviously, his whole body has to sit in the sukkah. But he's only a mechui b'davar b'cheit. What's the significance of being a mechui b'davar b'cheit? So that's what Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, you can't blow shofar for somebody else. The chatz yeh, the chatz nev chayr is going to blow shofar for somebody else, so only half the kol is a kol on mechui b'davar. So again, it doesn't mean that the tears are the things that are the truth or not. It means that each kol, everything that comes out of this shofar, is not a kol for mitzvah 100%. Each kol that comes out is a 50% kol of a chuyim and a 50% kol of she'en a chuyim. So a 50% kol of a chuyim, 50% kol of she'en a chuyim can be mighty someone who is chayak. Then the Gemara has a wild much like he's on a run in the end of the third round of Rosh Hashanah, can he blow for himself? So one of Gemara says, yeah, he can blow for himself. Well, I'm alone. The other verse says, no, he can't even be blow for himself. Because every call that comes out is half chayav, half potter. So now it comes out of his mouth. So there's a half chayav, half call, half potter call floating around. So he's got to come back in his ear in order to be able to get the shmias ha-shofar. So now he's only hearing a half chayav, half potter. So very, very strange book like this. It's like in metaphysics. So we had to view this call that's coming out of the chayav, half potter call. It's fine. Sure, fine. But that's not what's relevant for us. What's relevant for us is that a chatzi of a chatzi mechayr is chayiv in any mitzvah that a man is chayiv in, but he's only chayiv the chaytzi. So when the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the Shammai trying to convince Priscilla and say, this guy's got to get married. So a chatzi of a chatzi mechayr, is he really chayiv to have children? Is he really mechayiv to have children for a loop? Normally the rule is that a chatzi that an eved is part of the mitzvah she'er ishah, through the heaven. So in the Chatzi Eved Shebo, he's really potter from the mitzvah Puravu, since the woman is potter from Puravu, but the Eved Kanayim is also potter from Puravu. But what? The problem is, the reason why he must have children is because he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So it's the Ben Chayrin Shebo that's Chayim in the mitzvah Puravu. Comes place in Gizman says, maybe that's why the Tanoim or the Shamek picked on the Pasuk of Sobra rather than Puravu. If they would have quoted the Pasuk of Puruvu, so maybe they still would have responded to him. No, he's not really Chayim in Puruvu 100%. He's only part of half his body's Chayim in Puruvu. The other half his body's not really Chayim in Puruvu. So Puruvu is Nishkafela. Rosobara is a mitzvah that was given to who? Not only to men, it's a mitzvah that applies to women also. If it applies to women, there's no Nishkafela. There's women of Tzuros from the mitzvah of Rosobara, Lashavit Tzara. So women are chayavos me'ikra dinim l'sopro. So in Neila, whatever mitzvah woman is chayavos, an eved k'nayim is chayavos also. So in eved k'nayim, a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin is chayav to have children. There's two reasons. It's chayav to have children, it's tar chayu shabroi, alsta mitzvah puravu. But in a certain sense, the more important reason he's chayav to have children is alsta mitzvah sheves, l'sheves yitzara, which is a he's mechuyavin on both sides of his being. Both the tzad evden and the tzad chayru shabai are mechuyavin in the mitzvah of shevet. So comes Tyson one day and says, that's why Beis Shammai was chepur and Beis Hillel with the posse from Mishayo, not because they didn't know the posse of Puruvu. Puruvu wouldn't have been enough of a raya, because Puruvu would have only been a raya that half of him is chayav, only the tzad chayru shabai is chayav. So the Beis Shammai wanted to now could have quote the posse of Shevet Yisrael, the Sheva supplies being to the Tzad Ben Chayrin, being to the Tzad, being to the Tzad Ahu Shabbai. This whole Shabbat Torah is, of course, working with one basic assumption. The basic assumption is, Eved and Isha are mamash synonymous. So if an Isha is chayeves and sheves, and Eved is also chayev and sheves. So places are saying that an Eved is chayev and sheves, they are saying that an Isha is also chayeves and sheves. This is klar from Tosfos. Good day, Tosfos. Now before we take this Tosfos and plug it into our sugya, before we use it for what we want it for, we have to take another step back and just look at the scale because it's just pulled off on us. Tosfos just told us a few big conditions. Tosfos told us, chiddush number one, that Eved Pinayim is potter from Berurim. Because the whole reason why the sugya is working with Shabbos rather than Berurim is because it's that Av de Shabo is potter. Let's stop for a second. Is that true? Is it Eved really potter from Berurim with Eved Pinayim? Forget about Shabbos. So what's the answer to that question? Of course he's potter of Berurim, don't we know our famous drasha? What's that famous drasha? He's that famous drasha? Lola Nisha, whatever woman, wherever mitzvah woman is from, and that the Kanani is part of from, whatever mitzvah woman is from, and that Kanani is part of from. So obviously, that the Kanani is part of from Purva. Isn't Tosis right? Isn't it obvious that the Kanani is part of Purva? Why am I even wasting our time questioning this? So yeah, so we're just highlighting one question. Tosis is assuming to believe the suffer that an Eved Kanani is funker from the mitzvah purva. So I'm asking you, is that kosher? Is that obvious?
That's why you said it's
pura. You tell me.
Pura because of the kipshua, then there's no reason to be Eved until you get the mitzvah.
So you want to tell me unbelievable chiddush. You have a skevali chiddush? Here we have a clause, one chagiga, one mother isha, gavad, zer shava, or hitna, alacha, mosh, mesina, that whatever mitzvah a woman is pure from, and then it's not his part. So one could suggest, not so posh. There are different mitzvahs that women have pure from. There are some mitzvahs that women have pure from, like zer sakas of the Allah. And we don't know what the reason is ultimately. Those are the mitzvahs that say she has nine brothers. We don't really know why women have pure from the mitzvahs that say she has nine brothers. Why is it that the Torah says a woman doesn't sit in the sofa? Why is it that the Torah says a woman doesn't have to say shiva? Why is it that a woman doesn't have to put on top? We could philosophize about it. We could give suggestions that may or may not hold up. Some of the suggestions that we're going to give are going to be fairly obvious. Some of them may be a little bit more esoteric. But, tachlis, bottom line, at the end of the day, we have to admit that there's a problem. All right, the Torah itself doesn't explain to us why. It's a mock from Tfilin to Drasha, and you have Sugi in the first paragraph of Kedushin. Bottom line is it's exerced across the women of Pturos from its cessation of Ramah. That's what it's about. Even let's say some of the reasons, don't always apply. Famous reason, like one of these, kind of the most famous reason, the Drum's reason, that the women by and large are in the couple with the children, so it's going to be very hard for them to do the cessation of Ramah. Bottom line is, a woman, even if she has many children, is Pturos from its cessation as my grandma, and a man, even if he's running carpool, and he's Mr. Mom, and everything, is still kind of cessation as my grandma. Once back somebody else, that their wife was in medical school, they were mom, running, they had three kids, they were running the whole show. So he asked me whether he's really the clear to put on school in the morning, but he's really the clear for cessation as my grandma. She asked me a joke question, but the alumnus behind the question was, the alumnus behind the question was, Tefa Drum, Tefa Drum's reason. The answer is that reason is just that's a surmise type of reason. There's sometimes different reasons that are halachic. Sometimes you have a reason that's a halachically compelling reason, and that sometimes will even affect the halachic. Sometimes you have a reason which is just given as a drush fi alma, but it doesn't really affect in terms of the day-to-day halacha. So when it comes to mitzvah, not grammar, the bottom line is it's exeris apostle. But then there are other mitzvahs that women have through us for, which are not mitzvah stations by Grama. And the Torah spells out a very unique reason why. Again, whether we understand the reason or don't understand the reason, doesn't matter. The Gemara tells us there's a link between the mitzvah Puruhu and the Chishua. Misha darka lichvosh is chayav from Puruhu. Misha ein darka lichvosh ein chayav from Puruhu. Again, you could philosophize about what that link means, but reminds that the nature of the drasha is such that it's not included in the overall general category of mitzvah seishas by Rama. There was a big machlokes about when you have the second type of a mitzvah that we're going to do this from, when the Torah spells out a gzeres hakosov, it's not part of the Zman Grama gzeres hakosov. If that particular gzeres hakosov really does not make sense for an Evet, should we carry over the gzeres shavah law law or not? Maybe the gzeres shavah law law of Isha, which teaches us the basic format of the obligation of Avodah and Mitzvahs, only applies to the station of Zman Grama. Maybe it doesn't apply out of that realm. Like what Meshul is Peruvu. So Peruvu, women are Purus Rav. That's true. But the reason why this is not a Zman Grama, Peruvu is not a Zman Grama, Peruvu is Peruvu the whole life. The reason why women are Purus is a lot of nice kibush. Should lead us to stop and think, well, wait a second. Well, men, even though they may be Avod, even though halakhically they may be like women, but if physically they're nice, if they kibush, they can go out to work, so then maybe one could argue they should be chayav in Peruvu. So that's already a question. That's already something that needs a little bit of analysis. We're not going to spend too much time on that analysis. We're just going to be over that point. That was posted as writing, yeah, Avod and Deftur from Peruvu, yeah, no problem. Not so posted. Moshe Lodah Vadomba. The Gemara says that women are chayavos in all lavim, with only three exceptions. What are the three exceptions? The Rabbas Kohen is allowed to be retired in the Mason. Right. That's one exception. The girl Ben Kohen is not allowed to. The other is losakef and losashes, that a woman, even if she has some hair growing on her face, she's allowed to shave it with a razor. Losashes possibly not going to apply to a woman. And losakef doesn't apply to a woman. She's allowed to cut off her penis also. That's okay. Because losashes and losakef are put together in a place of Kumban Pasuk and Chomish. And the Gemara says only someone who's dark on the cap to have a hair on the face is included in the soul karsha. The woman, even once in a while, will have some hair on the face. That's not called dark on the cap, and therefore the whole issue of losak and losashes is not in the plot. So there's a shaila. The Rambam already raises the shaila. What's the din about an Eved Kenani? Can an Eved Kenani cut off his face or not? Can an Eved Kenani shave with a razor? What's that look like? So do we say whatever mitzvah a woman is pure from, so whatever Kenani is pater from? Or do we say no? But the whole rationale behind the pure of women is because it's not dark to have the hair there, so the whole parsha of Osaka and Osashas wasn't given to them. So whatever Kenani, who is physically dark to have the hair there, maybe is included in these two. That's the similar type of a shayla. It may not be exactly the same, but the similar type of a shayla. And through this pure, this equation between women and Avodah and Halacha, is this an absolute across the board, no judgment whatsoever. Or maybe it's only by the mitzvah stations by Grom and other types of mitzvahs and other types of assuming you have to only die on case by case basis. But we're going to take Tosis at their word. We're not going to question Tosis too much. We're going to take Tosis at their word for it that women are that Avodim Kenayim of Turim from the mitzvah of Kuruvim. Go by the next show. That was the second Kiddush in Tosis. What's the second Kiddush? That women are chayavos in Shabbos, but there's no pasuk to reject women from Shabbos. And the meila says women are chayavos in Shabbos. The meila avodim kinayim are also chayavim in Shabbos. That's the
Yishalmi. Yishalmi
says that.
Yishalmi says which
part? The evidence is Shabbos. Yishalmi, yeah, but the Yishalmi spells out. Those quotes say Yishalmi. I don't remember. But not everyone agrees to that. The Rishonim would obviously agree. So again, so this Taisus Chiddush, the Shalmi's Chiddush, Taisus Chiddush, this Chiddush that Eved is Chayav in Shabbos is predicated on the fact that a woman is Chayav in Shabbos. The Rishonim would say the famous woman are not Chayav in Shabbos. But this day in Taisus, the Gittin, other places, that a woman is Chayav in Shabbos, than in Shabbos. So here's your question. What does it mean? Can you explain to me, please, what that statement means, that a woman is Chayav in Shabbos?
Settling in the world.
Okay.
Being married, not being single.
Not being single. I don't see anything about being married or single. There, I see about children. Hashemis. It's our middle sober. We want people. It's nice that married couples also, but we want people in the world. So what does that mean? Can you explain to me? We have a Mishnah in the sixth part of the Talmud that says that a woman is pure from Peruvu. She is not mechuyavet to have children out from its Peruvu. So what do we do to the Mishnah? We say, oh, by the way, that's true, but an addendum to the Mishnah. True, she's not chayavet to have children out from Peruvu, but she is chayavet to have children out from Peruvu. Can you explain to me what the dafkamina ladina is between a child that comes into the world as a Peruvu child and a Shabbos child?
They're all
also be you're participating how, but what if you hear the certain specific obligation for the contractual and also.
Obviously, what you're telling me is, that you need to tell me that Shabbos is now a different mitzvah than Purim. Shabbos is not just a Musar Shmuz, a Yotei Purim. And the Torah says, the Navi says, the Shiel, the Sober, the Shabbos are not just telling me, guys, don't forget the first mitzvah in Chumash, but that it's a different mitzvah. Harai is a different mitzvah, because you have someone who's plucked up from one and chayav in the other. It is a separate mitzvah of having children. Of risk of art. There are two different mitzvahs involved in having children. One is the mitzvah of Pashas Bereishis of Purim, and the other is the mitzvah that appears in Rabbi Sheol, called the mitzvah of the Kabbalah. The mitzvah that appears in Rabbi Mitzvahim is not a regular Dirabon, it's not quite a Derais, it's somewhere in the middle. Mitzvah of the Kabbalah. So now, Tais is telling us an unbelievable Shaddish that there's a new mitzvah of the Kabbalah, a 614th mitzvah called Shabbat, and you can have someone who's talking from Purim, Chayav and Shabbat. I want to know, what does that mean? If the Chayav is in Shabbos, so then what Maya Honeyland is the problem of Brumo?
There could be a number of differences. For example,
Tell me one.
All right, the Shulchan Aruch says that your children have to be able to have children for you to be Yotei Purim. So maybe for the Shabbos of Thora, it's just enough to bring people into the world.
Ken Zayn, one powerful enough for me. Give me another one.
Let's say you already have a boy and a girl. So is there a mitzvah
Okay, so that's a tricky question. We're gonna get to that question in a second. So I would say a simple enough thing. Lo sobra means that Hashem didn't create it for Tzav, but La Shabbos Yitzara. So we're supposed. I don't know. I'm not sure what the word lo says. It has the word low in there. I'm not sure what low says.
Encouraging your kids to be amazing.
The Shabbos is more.
So it's proper than you do your thing.
Yeah, the Shabbos means you gotta do get up on a soapbox and tell the whole world that
children.
So,
also, you know, it also should not be just to your children. It could be.
Everybody, okay, I'm being Yetzi. Everyone should get married and have children. Maybe. What? Shabbat. Wow. That's Givaldic. Okay, just more mitzvahs. Good. Are those maybe partial kiyum or purim or shabbos? Real shabbos, I'm not sure.
Children be like kawa, children, like moms or
something. Pashas, the moms are different purim or something. I want a simple pashas nafkamin. Nafkamin is from the Gemara. Every nafkamin I hear are possible. I want to hear a nafkamin based in the Gemara. I probably didn't put that in my machum on the Gemara, so. My Gemara is still a lot of help. Because my chug is at the time, how many children do you have to have before the Purim?
Chug is Bishami
Bithor. Right? Bishami says what? Bishami says two boys. Right? And Bithor says a girl and a boy. What's the chug is the first time I guess?
So it would appear from the Gemara that according to Bishami, if you have a boy and a girl, that's also good.
That you even yet to the two boys. How does Bishami know you even yet the chiddish that he has to the two boys? Why is that? The Shabbos says, "I'm from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu only had any girls, only had two boys, and then he separated from his wife." So the Shabbos says, "Are you talking that Moshe Rabbeinu would separate from his wife if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah for a rule? A raya for me, and the two boys is also go for a rule." And they still say it's not true. They still says, "Yafir and Briyasa Shalom."
But just because Rav created the world, Zachar and Akeva, so to the mitzvah was given for us to bring a Zachar and Akeva to the world,
bring to Zacharim, it's not a mitzvah for a rule. According to Basila, how was the relationship separated from his wife? So Basila says it was Taka HaRasha, but according to Basila, Moshe Pirish Medaitai. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos in the ninth prayer, that Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own to separate from his wife, because since he was talking to her bunch all the time, so he felt that it wasn't appropriate that he should be together with his wife, and his game with Rosh Baha Yadav, that Rosh Baha Taka said it was right what he did.
So basically, Basila responded to Bishabbos,
you can't bring your wife to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu Taka was not going to take room. It was a special Rasha that it was more important for him at that point to separate from his wife rather than to fulfill Purim.
So those are the two famous opinions in the Tanaim because they happen to appear in the Mishnah.
But there are a few other opinions that appear in the Tanaim which are quoted later on in the Braisa.
So one of the opinions that appear, they're not the famous, is Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan says, how many children do you need?
I put that on the miracle. I did put that on the miracle. Rabbi Nassan says one child is good enough.
either a boy or a girl, one kid is Yaitz and Mitzvah Deraisa for a girl. Okay, no one ever heard of that unless you learn Yilamas, not in the Mishnah. So that's the unpopular issue, but that's Rabbi Nassim. But what interests us is what the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Nassim. What's Rabbi Nassim's reason? Why is it that one child is good enough? Rabbi Nassim says, L'shevas yitzoraksu, v'ha'ovid l'shevas. L'shevas means that you have to inhabit the world. So, if you have a city that has nobody living in it, so you're not going to put up a sign that says population zero. But if you have a city that has one person living in it, population one, from one person that has lived here. So basically, Nelson says, if you bring one person into the world, you contributed. You didn't contribute as much as the person who brought 15 kids into the world, you contributed a little bit. So that's also a mitzvah. You fulfilled the mitzvah, the divine Kabbalah of Hashem. So what's Rabbi Nelson telling us? An unbelievable chiddush. What? So Rabbi Nelson is learning that Lasheves is not an independent mitzvah. Lasheves is Magor, the mitzvah for a group. According to Rabbi Nassan, Sheves is the definition of Puruvu. We have this mitzvah in the Chumash, Puruvu Melos Arts. How many children is Puruvu? 1, 2, 6, 100? I have no idea. No clue. Comes the Pasuk in his Ma'agir and says, Sheves called him. You brought the person to the world, you helped it happen. The world goes on. Finished. You fulfilled the mitzvah of your eyes of Puruvu. Now, we happen not to Pasuk like Rabbi Nassan. Why do we not Pasuk like Rabbi Nassan? Because we hold that Puruvu and Sheves are two different mitzvahs. Haraya, Tosis for sure held that way, because Tosis holds that women can be Chayavas and one is Puruvu from the other. So we hold that there is no ironclad connection between Puruvu and Sheves. But what can we extrapolate from Rabbi Nassim Shita? What point does everybody agree to the Rabbi Nassim? That the word Sheves means one child. Everyone agrees that for Sheves one child is good enough. The Machlekes Rabbi Nassim and the rest of the world was, just because Sheves is one child, does that necessarily mean Puruvu is one child? So we postulate this hill, that's not true. We postulate that Puruvu l'chud and Sheves. L'chud Sheves, l'zayin yeyetzu with one kid. But in order to fulfill Puruvu, you need to bring us a shalayla, zohar and a table, but if you shah, you need to zohar. But the fact that Rabbi Nassim explained to us, the fact that Rabbi Nassim hyched up for us the word Sheves as referring to one child, we don't find anywhere in Tanoi that disagrees with Rabbi Nassim. That is not the correct definition of Sheves. The other thing is that's meaningless in terms of what you find with Zohar Puruvu, he's talking about Sheves. So Rabbi Nassim held this one big mitzvah, but we hold this two different mitzvahs. Comes the Taz, the beginning of it as it's in the Aleph, it says, this statement of Nassim is now important for us, Lamaisa. What if you have an individual who is pumped up in the mitzvah of Puruvu? For example, a woman. So a woman is going to get married, and she's going to say, I'm going to get married and have one child. Let's say the husband probably will take his children from another marriage. Leave his ready yet to prove it. She's going to get married and say, I only want to have one child. So the Taz, is anything wrong with what she's doing? No. According to the Taz, the woman, I'm not saying we advocate it or not, other reasons, but it says the Taz, what do you want from her? Puruvu, she's Puruvu from. Sheves, she was fulfilled. The Sheves is one child. That's Rabbi Nassim's Chiddush. We accept Rabbi Nassim's Chiddush. We disagree with his understanding of the relationship between Puruvu and Sheves, but his basic definition of Sheves being one child, we accept wholeheartedly. It says the Taz, she's home free. She has one child, Shalom Yisrael. She's Yaitzin and Mitzvah Sheves. Even Al Atzad, that a woman gets Chayavas and Sheves. It's not enough to me. It could be enough for me to man also. Let's say you have a situation, so argument's here. A couple's married, and let's say, for medical reasons, but you only have one child. One child, the doctor tells her advance, one pregnancy, it's out down the way. I think the chui of that one child, Puruvu, they're not going to be in. They don't. Let's say they're twins. Puruvu, they're not going to be in. I think the chui of that one child, so there's a general question by one mitzvah. So let's say you can't fulfill a mitzvah Mishnah Musa. So is there a mitzvah to do a half a mitzvah? So it depends. Let's say you have a prayer of tefillin. Your prayer of tefillin only has two bakum on it. So there's no mitzvah to put on two bakum. Let's let for a little cigarette. So let's say dalad dina. But you don't have an effort. You have another three, you can't find an effort. There's no mitzvah to take the other three. But can maybe a little shallow little cigarette. But your other mitzvah, let's say a piece of matzah. You don't have a kazayis matzah. You only have a chachi zayis matzah. The chran has a very much choice. It's a chachi shir by mitzvah.
just as by Yisurim, Katshira up in the Torah, maybe Katshira up in the is also a mitzvah. Maybe. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So by children, would you say that? Let's say a couple only has one child, they only have a boy. Huh? So mitzvah for a boom, the real mitzvah for a boom, then after the boom. So they get a Katshira for a boom? Maybe no. But Shabbos, they do get it. So absolutely, there would be Mechuyav Malz for a boom. There would be Mechuyav Shabbos to have this one child. Shami said back to Beisilo, you Beisilo, how did you look this guy remain single wheel aboard? Hello, Vibrola, Fribrigo, hello, so, Brother Shami said, so, why did they pick up themselves? Aha, says Beisilo. Because Puruvu is only in the Tachemi Shabbat, so we're not talking about that. That Abbas is Father. Why is it that Abbas is Father? Because women are Pturos, and Tyson is assuming that whenever a woman is Pturos or an Evan is Father, even though the reason may not apply, that's one whole Shabbatara. Again, we didn't start too much on it, which is we'll go over to that choice of maybe that stand, take a stand on that global issue about Evan versus Isha. The point that we are focusing on is Tyson is assuming, it's a double pleasure, this is the thing that is assuming, that a woman is in fact a Yavis and Shabbos. And therefore, an Evan is Chayav and Shabbos. And that's why Beishamah quoted that also. And that idea that we can have someone who's Chayav and Shabbos, who's part of from Puravu, so that's clearly learning the Lomdos that the two different mitzvahs. And a chav is the simple stuff that is going to be based on the margin of the Sivam 76 Perk. But Shabbos is good enough to be with one child, even though Puruvu has much more serious Gedarim. He needs two children, a boy and a girl. Two boys, whatever the Shinu of Vinatanoim is. So this is all just one day in this.
For a man, is he on the time that he's will Shabbos if he has a non Jewish kid? In today's world, we have already.
The child is not the Siachet after him. The child is not Shabbos. There is a sign of this question that we're raising that the one day we have a pasuk in Bereishis, which tells about Peruvu. The other day we have a pasuk in Shayo, not Sobro. We're trying to figure out this one that's literally not related is a different part of Mitzvah having children. That's what the Bereishis is about. That's the one in Yevamah, it's like that Tanoim, between Rabbi Yeshua and some of the other Tanoim. About let's get a person ready for Phil Peru. Yeah, it's ready born a girl, woman. You have to prove. Is he Bukhir to have more children? Rabbi Yeshua quotes the Pasuk in Kehelas, a Bukhir Zrazar Nefa, or Arab Al Panachir Nefa. So he's supposed to have plant in the morning, and then even in the afternoon, even in the evening, you shouldn't stop. So the Gemara understands that Pasuk according to Rabbi Yeshua to mean that's not only talking about planting the back sides of the world, it's talking about Zephyr, talking about children also. But he must have been a person from Edom also. Just because the person had children, he was younger, so he shouldn't think that he's part from having more children. It's proven tactic is good. See? But there's still a mitzvah called the Arab Al-Tanakh Yadav, as more children as possible. The Gemara does not quote the Pasuk of Shabbos over here, which would lead us to believe that Shabbos would take a yaitzeh with your one child and finish. And you suggested that the more children you have, someone suggested, the more children you have, the greater king of Shabbos. Pasha is the Gemara, that's not true. But the Gemara does put another pasuk from Kehelas, another mitzvah of the Kabbalah, of what's called the Erev al-Tanach Yedah. So even though other Tanach disagree with Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara in Yevamah's pasuk is b'feir shalach Rabbi Yeshua. So Shechonach we call it Rabbi Yeshua, that even though a person fulfilled the mitzvah deraisa, he fulfilled Shabbos with his first child, and he fulfilled Puruvu with his boy and his girl, he still has an additional mitzvah to try to have as many children as he can. That's the mitzvah of the Erev al-Tanach Yedah. But these are also very, very important bits. But there is a Machlagi of Sufi, Machlagi from Shalom also. Is this a separate mitzvah? This is a distinct kingdom. There's Puruvu, you finished already. And now there's a more mitzvah to have Erev al-Tanach Yedah. Well, maybe Erev al-Tanach Yedah is like a Hidur of Puruvu. Puruvu is like the minimum. The Torah said, hey, boy, if you're so Zion, you're born, okay, so Mikra didn't you really yet, say? But the more the merrier. So the more children you have, the greater fulfillment of Puruvu it is. It's not a separate independent mitzvah. It's a key of the mitzvah Puruvu. That's a long mission shayla. But then again, that's irrelevant for us right now.
other reason why I quoted it is that you have this interesting idea that you have on the one hand, you have... absolute critical person learning to the sugyas of Afrahu, of Shevet, of Laref. So, Yeshna, Dayesh, Vedna, and Makayim, that a person has to really, you know, when a person enters into a marriage, so you have to go in with the proper halacha and the proper ashkafa in terms of the Torah's ashkafa in terms of having children. Unfortunately, now is not the time to talk about it, but not the time to talk about it. There's a lot of interesting ideas floating around in society about the importance of lack thereof in having children. So maybe in Yavin, the person has to understand that when the lumbus is like the Rambam, the lumbus is like the Ron, the lumbus is like the Ron, whether it's 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, the bottom line is that what the Pesuk says, well, so bro, the shepherd's son, if the brother wants it, should be children. His bracha wants proof of those arts, and his bracha wants the erev alchamach nedecha. So whatever the longest is, that's for the shiur, the classes. Each person has to do their whatever his bracha blesses us with the ability to bring more Avdei Hashem into this world. So the details about very serious halachic issues involved in having children in birth control. We're not going to talk about that in the next 7 minutes or so. But maybe in Yom, that each person should try to find the correct halacha guidance and Torah Hashkafa guidance in terms of dealing with these very, very serious issues. Sometimes, unfortunately, these issues are taken very flippantly, and sometimes people think that these issues are not as important as they really are in halacha. So it's not the first mitzvah in the Chumash for nothing. Anyway, getting back to that story. So, based on this thesis, that a woman is really chayevis, mamash nigra din shevis, so we could have a whole new pshat in our Gemara. We got a great new pshat of Kedushin Bavdeis. It's like, shavu malach. Mitzvah bar yosem b'shlucha. Mitzvah bar yosem b'shlucha. A woman has a mitzvah also. What mitzvah? So the Rosh already told us that Kedushin is in Kurdish, it's not a mitzvah anyway. It's only Heksha mitzvah. So what Heksha mitzvah is there? Not Heksha mitzvah for a room. It's the Heksha Mitzvah Shabbos.
the woman is mechuyavis to get married because she has to have, I wouldn't use the word children, but what word would I use? The more correct word? A child. So she is mechuyavis to get married. Al-Sekshe Mitzvah. So the same way it's mitzvah bo, yosin mishlucho from the man's vantage point, so too from the woman's vantage point, mitzvah bo, yosin mishlucho, vindavi, shevas. That would be a very smooth reading of the Gemara. That would be gavaldic. That's an easier reading than the Rambam. The Rambam, such trouble with the Rambam with this kedushin. And the Ram, who's through whom, and say, ah, we don't know what the Ram's talking about. So according to Tosis and Gittin, we have a great way of reading our Mishnah, a great way of reading our Gemara. There is a shiloh, but twice do we accept the studies? Do we really, really bottom more apostate that a woman is chayavis and shevis? That's the shiloh. So the Ramah, at the end of the Alpha, at the end, it doesn't sound that way. Because the Ramah writes that a woman should not remain single. A woman should also get married. Why? The Ramah writes it's not a good idea. She's chashad. She's going to be letting, who knows what's going to end up happening. People are going to think she's not, it's not a good idea, the Ramah says. Comes to Bishmuel and says, why didn't the Ramah say the real reason was? For the Shabbos. She has to get married. The implication is that time's getting, maybe it's not right. Maybe other Shabbos don't. Other days and times don't accept that day. So it's from the Ramah itself, it sounds a shtickle that she's not mechuyavis to get married. She doesn't really have a mitzvah Shabbos.
Maybe the Ramah is giving us an extra.
Even if she doesn't have children.
Maybe.
Right, maybe. Right. The Ramah said she can't tell. Bishmuel thought that's what the Ramah meant. The Shmuel himself is not going to say that. There is a mitzvah shevus. The din is that you allow yourself to take a Torah in order to enable a person to have children, to get married to have children. But the Shmuel maybe he's found, what's the din? You allow yourself to take a Torah, marry up a woman. The man already has children. It's no peripheral. The Shmuel says a Torah to enable her to have children. And the Shmuel says he thinks it's a bit. He hopes that she's mamash mechuyavis and shevus. He says, I'll for that. Then you have to really stop and think, can you allow the soul to say the Torah for a mitzvah that the person is not really going to do? That's a shadow. That would be a serious problem. So I'll call upon him, whether we pass the Allah, I think, or not, in terms of reading Hagemara, we definitely have a third shot. We come with a fourth shot. Anyone know a fourth shot? What other possibility do we come up in terms of reading Hagemara? Mitzvah by Yosef Meshulcha, Aishis Ketur from the mitzvah. Who's with me this summer? Oh, fourth shot.
To be fair, to read the Gemara, I assume we should read the Gemara for that. Mitzvah means Yeshua doesn't mean she's a real mitzvah.
What you mean to say is, it's not a real Kriya, but it's a...
But it's a
star. So what you're telling me is Rabbi Natan. Right? No? Very good. So we have a very, very famous statement in the Gemara tradition of Chabad. The person is Mitzvah Yais, that's a greater level of Mitzvah. Why is that? Different reasons. We're showing you different reasons why that's true. But the Ma'aseh, the Gemara has that cloud. Rabbi Chanin is being called Mitzvah Yais and Mishen Mitzvah Yais. So it's that Gemara, from that Gemara, that many Rishonim came from following. Very common example of an Eina Mitzvah Yais. A woman decides to shake the lulav. A woman decides to sit in the sukkah. Does she get a mitzvah for doing that? She's clearly out of a mitzvah, I said. But the implication of the Gemara is that if something, it's not a garnish, it's not a waste of time, it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, I said. We should have a big machlokes, but she make a bracha on such a mitzvah. A woman wants to volunteer to sit in the sukkah. Great, no problem. We have no problem with sukkah. She wants to shake a lulav, that's wonderful. Can she make a bracha or not? So some of the Rishonim say, absolutely. Who's the famous Rishonim says she can make a bracha? But there's doubt that the woman can and should, and will, and does, no problem, she can volunteer to do mitzvah sessions with her brother, and she can make a bracha. And the Rambam with the Bar Kukta of the Hatam, the Rambam says, absolutely not. She cannot make a bracha, she makes a bracha, the bracha of her brother. What's the issue? How exactly can we justify her making the bracha? So if you look in the Ram, Kiddushin, the Rambam seems to say there are two different problems, so to speak, with a woman volunteering to make a bracha. So one problem is the bracha, in the sense of bracha shevet tricha, because the bracha is meaningless. How could she make a bracha on shaking a lulav if she's not mechuyav in the mitzvah? So it's to that that the Rambam quotes Rabbi Chanin, the Rambam of Tzidu V'yos V'shed in Tzidu V'yosef, and it's not a meaningless act. I can't make a bracha and say, Rambam Tashem L'Hashem, Hashem Tzidu V'yosef, to stand on my head. Because That's a meaningless effort. That act that you don't get isn't called a bracha. A bracha is not mitzvah on that. That's a bracha shayatzim. It's a bracha kasal. But a woman sitting in the sukkah, a woman shaking a lulav, isn't mitzvah in a bracha, because it has a shame mitzvah on it. Albeit it has a low level of mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. She can't be mitzvah a man, she's not a mitzvah she's putting from. But a shame mitzvah it is. So the Ran says, the Ein Mitzvah said that the level of mitzvah in the Ein is sufficient to solve the problem of the bracha not being mitzvah. There's a second problem, the Ran says. How can a woman make a bracha on a mitzvah say she's not going to be that problem? It's Shekhar Bechotzov, Asher Kedishonu, Mitzvah, said it's not going to be mitzvah to me. You know what's not true? So it's to that second problem, what's the Ran say? What's the Lashon HaBracha? The Lashon HaBracha is the Lashon HaRabbi. We don't say Asher Kedishon Niv. The Chassidish is Asher Kedishon Niv. It's Lashon HaTzivon. But you say Asher Kedishon Nu. You Mitzav us. So us means the royal we. All of us, all of Klal Yisrael. I personally wasn't Mitzvah yet. But Klal Yisrael is the whole, we're given the Mitzvah of Sukkah and Lulav. So I can also make the Bracha. It's not a Bracha. It's not a Dov Shekhar. So the simple meaning of the Rabbi is that there are two different problems, two different solutions. That the problem number one is it's not a bracha, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. And that's the Ran says, it is a ma'aseh mitzvah. That's okay, it is a ma'aseh mitzvah. And the second problem is it's a David Sheker, so the answer is not a David Sheker because of the formulation of the Sheker. So Rabbeinu Tam developed this on the side with the concept of a Rishon Eimus of the Yosef. And this is that the Rambam probably also agrees to this idea that if a woman does a mitzvah, it's called a mitzvah. Ram doesn't disagree with Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says it's love and mitzvah. Yes, it's interesting. It sounds like it just is something. It's not enough. So the Rambam may also agree to that, but the Rambam may disagree with one of these two nekudas in the Rambam. We both have nekudas in the Rambam. The Rambam holds you can't make a bracha. It's not enough for mitzvah to warrant the bracha. Maybe the Rambam's shepherding on the nusach of bracha. The Rambam says you can't say Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvah Tzvara b'loshen Rabbim. As we maybe that's for your personal mitzvah. So we don't know exactly why the Rambam doesn't buy into the Rabbi Chanina and Rad, but it could be that the machlekes are benetam and the Rambam, maybe the machlekes more in hilchos brachos, more in hilchos brachos and mitzvahs than in terms of hilchos ein mitzvah v'yosef. We don't know what that nekudas of machlekes is, but we claw from the benetam, claw from the Ran, and the Ran may also go more wise with this. There is a concept in Allah, the ein mitzvah v'yosef. It's called the ma'aseh mitzvah. So if it's called the ma'aseh mitzvah, maybe we could argue that mitzvah v'yosef v'shlucha applies to this also. If I have a mitzvah, albeit I'm not mechuyif to do it, but I want to do it, I'm going to volunteer and do it. So it could be that it's better for me to volunteer myself than to have somebody else volunteer it for me, to delegate a shliach to do it if I'm there. It's mitzvah yosef v'shluchos. Since I am getting a might, I am getting a kima, it's albeit a low level, I might as well get that low level, I day actually rather than I day a shliach. That's a more of a chidush than it is. So maybe that's what the Gemara means here also. And the Gemara says that mitzvah yosef v'shluchos. Sure, a woman is not mechuyif to get married, according to Rambam, and she's not mechuyevet to have children, according to Rambam, and she's not, maybe not even mechuyevet to shevet, maybe Tyson did, it's not right. But she wants to volunteer to have children. So if we encourage her to sit in the sukkah, we encourage her to shake a lulav, we can't encourage her to have children, it's not a kima mitzvah for her to have children, it's not a good thing for her to try to have children. Oh, it's also not a mitzvah, a mitzvah, it's also something. There's no bracha v'rubu anyway, so you don't have to just discuss it on the other side. It's irrelevant. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. Mitzvah bar yosef v'shlucha. We've been spending the last day and a half trying to find the mitzvah she's mechuyevet in. Knock your head against the wall to find she's mechuyevet in kikta v'shlucha. She's mechuyevet in l'sir alamad. She's mechuyevet in shavas. The answer is you don't need that. Not mechuyevet. No, not mechuyevet. Mechuyevet is a mitzvah called something. Maybe what the Iri says, maybe. The Iri is unclear. It says a mitzvah called, does he mean Shevas? Does he mean this? I don't know, I'm not sure. But as the Iri said it or not, I think it's a Bible of Shavas and Gemara. And the Rambam would have said it. I think the Rambam would have said it. That's what the Gemara means. So, Kol Panim, we have one line of the Gemara. Mitzvah by Yosef and Shlucha applies both to the men and for the women. What mitzvah is it? So I think we have four Pshatim in the Rishon. Officially called four working pshatim as to what is the mitzvah that we're dealing with. There's the Rambam, that it's the pure mitzvah of kishach and shisha, with everything that entails. Then we have the Ran, that it's the misayah for kedushin slash puravu, everything that entails. Then we have the third pshat, according to the place of Gittin, that it's a chi of gomor of sheves,
everything that that entails. And then the fourth possibility is that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. If you lead us to believe through that mitzvah yisrael applies even to a mitzvah chiyuvis, even an eidim tzviyisa, and all that entails in terms of the sheep that you're doing. I think we have four viable pshatim in the Gemara, and again, everything we're speaking about now ultimately hinges upon the first year as to what the mitzvah is to begin with. The Rambam, according to his understanding, and the Rashi, according to his understanding. But those were two really different sugyas. The mitzvah's kedusha in general, and the kedusha be'isha, the two sugyas, the kedusha for who? The two sugyas, the independent sugyas, and I couldn't figure out what those have one day, so we had to call two separate sugyas, but the second sugya clearly is an extension of the first sugya. Hopefully tomorrow, we'll try to analyze the next sugya, the aspect of mitzvah yosef v'shluch in general, as it relates outside of the realm of the mitzvah. Get a list, pull it around somewhere. Tomorrow's regular time,
one thing,
okay?
Anybody who didn't sign the
Messing around with you guys. How should I?